This building is the main branch of the New York Public Library, which consists of 91 libraries total, 53 million items, and services 18 million library card holders. It is the second largest library in the country after the Library of Congress. The library was initially created by the joining of two private libraries, the Astor Library and the Lenox Library. Former governor of New York, Samuel Tilden, left his fortune to the city with instructions that it should be used to establish a free public library and reading room. Andrew Carnegie donated $5.3 million to build branch libraries throughout the city. This main building was built over the site of the Croton Reservoir, and construction began in 1902. The entire facade is made of marble, and the building is done in the Beaux-Arts style. In 1910, 75 miles, or 121 kilometers, of shelves were installed, and the next year was spent moving the approximately 1 million books into place. The opening ceremony in 1911 was presided over by President Taft, with nearly 50,000 people in attendance. Some iconic features of this building include the Rose Main Reading Room inside and the two famous lions guarding the front entrance. Their names were originally Astor and Lenox, but since the Great Depression, they've been called Patience and Fortitude. Then Mayor of New York, Fiorello LaGuardia, said New Yorkers would need those qualities to weather the Depression. The library has been seen in several films, including The Wiz, Sex and the City, and Ghostbusters, where the extensive underground storage area is shown. The basement storage of the library extends all the way underneath Bryant Park. In 2008, the library announced that the main building would be renamed the Stephen A. Schwarzman Building in honor of his generous $100 million gift. Now go to the corner of 42nd Street and 5th Avenue. Cross at the light to the other side of 5th. Looking diagonally across the street, you should be able to see number 500 5th Avenue. It's the building with a Zara on the ground floor.